If you own a home or commercial property, your bank account has been affected by Gallagher in some way. Voters approved the amendment in 1982 to put more of the property tax burden on businesses, 55%, rather than homeowners who pay 45%.
It is causing significant problems.
But Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen says Gallagher has kept residential property tax rates too low, and that impacts how much money fire departments, essential services, and schools get from the state.
Denver Public Schools could stand to lose about $30 million of funding next year.
That's because property values continue to go up while Gallagher limits what homeowners pay, creating an imbalance. And with the coronavirus pandemic gutting the state's budget by $3 billion this year alone, lawmakers like Hansen think it's time to get rid of that part of Gallagher.
We're in a situation where it's very difficult for the state to continue to do backfill for K-12 budgets, which means local services and local schools are likely to see significant and permanent cuts.
And several of his Republican colleagues, like Representative Matt Soper of Delta County, agree.
It affects rural Colorado just extra hard. It affects our business community extra hard.
Soper also blames the amendment for keeping funds away from public services, like the Plateau Valley Hospital in his district near Grand Junction.
70% of their budget comes from the local mill. And, you know, certainly what it means is, you know, they're not going to fail, you know, next year or the following year, but there's going to come a time when they're going to have to go back to the voters and they're going to have to ask for a mill levy increase.
It is a problem in rural Colorado in the Western Slope area.
That's Michael Fields.
Where they are actually losing money for local services because their home values don't go up as much or they don't have as much commercial property in their area.
Fields leads a political organization called Keep Property Taxes Low, and he's no fan of Gallagher, but he wants to keep it on the books for now.
Repealing something without a replacement, I don't think works well with people.
Fields thinks Amendment B could lead to unexpected problems for residential property owners.
We know that residential will pay more in a recession, when people on fixed incomes or teachers that are already not making enough, are paying more in residential property taxes. I think that's the risk.
Fields says lawmakers should fix the Gallagher problem with a regional approach instead of changing the formula for the entire state. Meanwhile, other opponents recently waged a legal battle against the lawmakers trying to repeal it.
Protect Our Homes Colorado, the group against Amendment B, is suing the state legislature, claiming lawmakers injected a campaign ad for Amendment B into the Blue Book at the last minute.
The Blue Book is supposed to give voters an objective view of the ballot measures by listing their pros and cons, but Michael Fields argued lawmakers wrote it to sound like repealing Gallagher would actually lead to lower taxes instead of possibly raising them.
It puts a little bit of skepticism in voters' minds about what is in the Blue Book in a way that hasn't been there before.
A Denver judge tossed out the lawsuit, but let's take a moment to look at what would happen to a typical property tax bill if Amendment B passes.
In year one, nothing will happen.
Phyllis Resnick is the lead economist of the Colorado Futures Center at Colorado State University.
You would have the same tax bill that you would have had if Amendment B weren't to pass. However, into the future, it becomes a little bit of an open question because the history in Colorado has been that the value of our homes has almost always year over year increased.
But even with the likelihood of higher residential property taxes, Kent Theory says voters should embrace Amendment B.
We're killing small business with the cumulative effect of Gallagher.
Theory is the former CEO of DaVita, a major Denver-based healthcare company. He's also one of the leading supporters of repealing Gallagher. He says it's hurting the business community by making them pay higher taxes.
Gallagher kills jobs. Gallagher kills hiring. Gallagher forces layoffs, particularly in a time of COVID.
Two-thirds of state lawmakers had to agree for Amendment B to get on the ballot, making it one of the few ballot measures with strong bipartisan support. But opponents say if local school districts and fire departments need more funding, they should ask their own voters to increase taxes. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.